This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability here in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current Director of Outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show comes from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that all UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. This week, I'm joined by Cassie and Lauren, and they're here to talk about the Pose Landfill Action Network, along with other exciting opportunities involving zero waste initiatives here on campus. So everyone, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Lauren was basically just mouthing that whole introduction because she's the old director of outreach and she did this show last year, so she was just like mouthing every single word as I was saying it.
Fun to be back. Weird to hear it.
It's good. It's good times. So can you both introduce yourself, just who you are, major, year, et cetera?
All right. I'm Cassie Odom. I'm a senior this semester and I'm a geography student.
I'm Lauren Thomas. I am the former director of outreach, current director of operations for the SSC. I am a senior studying communications and environmental and sustainability studies. I also interned for the Post Landfill Action Network, who we're going to be talking about, for about 7 months last year. So love this project, love that the SSC was involved in it, and really excited to be talking about it.
Awesome. Yeah. And so this is going to be like kind of like a hybrid show where we talk about like plan and also the interns and just like various projects revolving zero waste. So it's kind of all over the place, but it's all weaved together. So it'll be a good show. So just first, what is PLAN, which once again stands for the Post Landfill Action Network?
Yeah. So PLAN is a national nonprofit. It empowers students to work towards zero waste on their campuses. They're really passionate about developing student leaders where they are, meeting them where they are, to work towards zero waste. Zero waste in general is kind of hard to define. The general consensus is that it is 90% diversion from the landfill of the waste that you're sending. So that's food and just general trash that is created on campuses. And so the goal is to get to the point where 90% of what we're sending is either avoided or recycled or composted or in some other way ends up not in the landfill. So PLAN focuses on different programs that students can run in order to make that happen on their individual campuses.
Okay, awesome. And you all both attended the PLAN conference in November, and that was funded by the Student Sustainability Council. So how was that experience? Can you all talk about that a little bit?
I thought it was really beneficial. I didn't have very much experience with the zero waste movement going in, so I got to like get my feet wet in that movement, and that was really inspiring. Like, I took a lot back, like, personally, just in my own life. Like, I've tried a lot harder to reduce my waste than I did before, and it also gave me a lot of ideas for my internship. I'm a waste reduction intern with the Office of Recycling here at UK, and I have to come up with an independent project for that, and so that was kind of my motivation in attending the conference, and I think it was really helpful.
I loved the conference. I obviously was really excited to get back in touch with PLAN and everything after I left the summer internship. And so it was a really great opportunity to see how a large-scale zero-waste event is done. The conference itself is a zero-waste event. So there was composting everywhere, bring your own utensils and plates, and everything was a big focus of it. So I think that with 500 attendees, it was, I don't want to like say wrong, but it was I think less than 5 pounds of waste generated to landfill with recycling and composting efforts throughout the 2-day conference. So obviously that's huge.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
People only have like that much waste.
Right. The average American generates 4 pounds of waste a day. So that's 500 people over 2 days creating less than the average American creates in a day. Oh, so
that's really cool.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
Can be done, like that you can really reduce your waste. You just like have to like try a little bit more, and that's cool that happened at the conference.
Yeah, and it brought together so many different partners. What I really love about Plan is that they mix sort of like social enterprises. They have a lot of like business partners that are doing really amazing waste reduction efforts. And they brought those together with school administration, students, et cetera, to really make this great intersection of people working towards zero waste. And universities are really nicely positioned for that, to sort of lead that fight. We have such motivated young people learning so much about the world. We're at a really good position that we can be doing this. So it was really awesome to come together and hear about the different initiatives that were happening at campuses across the country, where they're at, and in relation to UK and other states surrounding us. So it was really, really an amazing experience.
That's awesome. And so, Cassie, as you said, you came back with, like, a lot of ideas, and you got really motivated for your internship project. So your project is to create an on-campus thrift store. So can you talk about that and how that sort of plays out, and also, like, how it involves zero-waste initiatives?
Yeah, okay, so the on-campus thrift store, what it's going to look like short-term is probably, well, definitely pop-up versions of a thrift store. So around Earth Week, we're hoping to have, like, the pop-up store. So I'll be accepting donations for that from, like, friends and my own personal belongings, and I'll just have that out available for people to come. And there'll also hopefully be, like, a fix-it workshop for students to learn how to, like, sew their clothes or, like, enhance their clothes. So, yeah.
That's what I'm really, really excited about. Sophie and I, when we went to AISHE, another sustainability conference for higher education, earlier in the year in October, we heard about a really cool model from a school in Illinois called Fix-It Fridays, where they teach people how to fix their clothing. A lot of people will throw out clothes when a hem falls or a button comes off, something really, really minuscule like that. People just throw out the clothing and get new clothing entirely, and that's really unproductive. And a model that Plan is focused on recently, they had a nationwide tour with Patagonia off of a Patagonia project called Wornwear, where they teach people how to repair their gear and really take ownership of it. And it's this sort of shift from being a consumer of items to being an owner of items. And that's something that I'm really interested in, that I love that Plan is focusing on. So the fix-it part of the thrift shop idea, where we're going to be preparing people to really mend their items and take care of them, is something that I think is really cool, because a lot of people think, when they think of waste, they just think of the end of life cycle, recycling and composting, stuff like that. Fewer people think about how to decrease waste at the source, so like not consuming more. And even fewer people think about really the middle life of their product when it's owned and maintained. And so I think that this model is really, really fascinating.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because I feel like textile waste, as you said, is often like a subject in the zero waste conversation that gets overlooked, because people don't really think about their clothes like being either like unsustainably sourced or what they're doing with it after just a really short life. So do you have any interesting stats or facts about textile waste that you'd like to let us know about?
Yeah, definitely. So the textile industry is actually the second largest industrial polluter after oil. So I mean, that takes over a lot of different fossil fuels and stuff like that. It's fast fashion is a new development. It's really happened over the last 20 years, where we've gone from having less than 10 seasons a year to upwards of, you know, maybe 50. You're getting new clothes in stores every week. They're really cheaply made. They don't last very long. And more than that, marketing has really convinced us that that's how rapidly fashion is evolving and we need to keep up with that. And so we are throwing our clothes out at a much higher rate than we ever have been before. And this unsustainable industry accounts for about 10% of global carbon emissions, which is huge that this one industry can account for that many carbon emissions. And all along of the supply chain, it is really environmentally and socially unfriendly. Starting in the beginning, it takes a ton of water and land and energy to make the material. Once it gets to the factories, there are all sorts of human rights violations and ecological problems that come along with that. Like you look at these big brands like H&M, Nike, like polluting these rivers all along China. And so people are in those communities are sick. They're growing food with that. It's all sorts of social and environmental problems that come along with that. And then it gets to stores and consumers. And at the end of its very short life, it's either thrown out or it is sent, it's bailed and sent to developing nations. And so it puts a huge strain on these developing economies, their local clothing sort of economy is basically run out of business because they're just so bogged down by our consumerism. And if it does make it to a landfill, which 84% of unwanted clothes in the U.S. Do go to either a landfill or incinerator, they textiles emit tons and tons of methane, which is a 20 times more potent as a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, which is a greenhouse gas that people often think of as really contributing to climate change. So textiles and landfills are a huge problem. Textiles not in landfills are a huge problem. The only way to really fix this problem is to look at how we are consuming clothing. And buying secondhand is a huge part of that because it decreases the resources that are needed to make those clothings. And it definitely keeps them out of landfills. And this sort of local model where we're focusing on UK students is an awesome way to make sure that these clothes are used. And not sent to landfill or another country.
Yeah, definitely. And that's like what Cassie and everyone's trying to do with this on-campus thrift store is to like combat that textile waste. Because as you said, it's a really big problem and a ton of those facts I had no idea about. And so I guess like kind of getting it started, at least to me, seems kind of overwhelming. So how, Cassie, how do you like... How did you start to go about this? Like, how did you really, like, know, like, what to do with planning this thrift store?
Okay, well, the first steps probably came with realizing that Plan was an organization that I could get, like, resources from. So we went to the conference, and I went to one or two workshops regarding thrift stores specifically. And so that was just students who had done this before, and they were just walking you through what they did on their campus, and then I took, you know, notes, you know, compared it to, like, UK's environment and, like, tried to figure out, like, what would work here compared to, like, what worked there. And then also with the Plan membership, you get one-on-one counseling. So there's Megan Cranford is our UK counselor.
I love her so much. She's amazing.
So there's that resource, and she has guided many other schools through like similar processes. So she is there as a resource to help me and or you with your zero waste initiatives. Additionally, Plan has manuals?
Yeah.
Manuals online for their members, and those just walk you like it's compiled from like others like other schools that have done it, and it just kind of walks you like step by step, like budget, finding space, that kind of thing.
So. All this sort of really technical information that you only really know when you have to know it.
Yeah, and then it's just all, like, already printed right there in a book for you to use that Plan gives you.
It's, like, the kind of things that you would kind of just wander around lost trying to figure out, but it's just there. And it's, like, here, this is how other people have done it. This is a starting point.
That's awesome. So we actually have to take a really quick break, but we will be right back to continue this conversation. Welcome back to Green Talks. Once again, this is your host, Sophie, and in the studio today is Lauren and Cassie, and they've been talking about the Post-Landfill Action Network and also the up-and-coming on-campus thrift store that is with Cassie's internship project. And so just to hop right back in where we left off, we were talking about the plan manuals, and you all both mentioned that it is a plan member...
Resource.
Yeah, so can you talk about, like, what it means to be a plan member school and, like, just how UK is involved with that?
Yeah, so member schools get access to tons of different stuff. Plan really works off of models of, I think it's 8 different programs. So it looks at move-out programs where you're reclaiming materials that would otherwise go to the landfill at move-out. Thrift stores like the one that Cassie is running looks at getting a plastic ban on your campus. Lots and lots of different ideas and models and within this sort of zero waste framework. And they work with schools that sort of have different translations of all of those projects. And so when you are talking with your campus coordinator, Meg, in this case is ours, they have that experience of working with all different sorts of schools. They have small local art schools. They have huge state schools, and they really know what works at every level. And also, this means that anyone on campus can have access to this. You know, Cassie is working with them most directly right now on their thrift shop plan. But if anyone else in the UK community has an idea that they want to come up with to decrease waste on our campus in any way, whether that's food waste, move-out programs, et cetera, they also have access to these member resources. They have access to our campus coordinator, everything. So it's a real... amazing tool for our entire campus community and our entire sort of environmental community here. And there are also these really great workshops and trainings that they put on every month. They cover topics from recruitment of volunteers to how to market programs like these to what happens when the person that is running your program graduates. That's something that we're focusing on right now. Cassie is... graduating this spring, so that's definitely a huge concern that we need to focus on the longevity of the program itself. And so these workshops and trainings are really beneficial for anyone who's starting one of these programs, or really almost any program. The information that they give you is pretty general, so you can really apply that to any student-run initiative that there is. And if you complete all of them, you get this really awesome certification where it's just acknowledgement that you've gone through all of these, but it looks great from a professional development standpoint, and it's a really, really amazing resource.
Yeah, that's awesome. And yeah. So how do students get access to it?
So anyone with a uky.edu email address can get access to it. You just have to go to, I believe it's postlandfill.org.
Yeah.
And you'll click create an account, log in, create an account, whichever. Mm-hmm. Go to Member Hub. And then just create the account, and then that should get you there.
Yeah, and then you get access to all those resources that we've been talking about.
That's where you can sign up for the trainings. Again, open to anyone. You can find any of the manuals and contact information for our campus coordinators.
Awesome. Sweet. It's a great resource. Mm-hmm. So now kind of to shift gears just a little bit to talk more specifically about the thrift store again. You talked about having a pop-up shows in the... April, correct?
Yes, April. I'm thinking around Earth Week, so either the week before or the week after. Mm-hmm. Currently thinking before, but it's not set in stone yet.
Yeah, and they'll just be on campus somewhere.
It will be on campus. I'm hoping for outside, but...
Weather.
Well,
weather's a big thing.
Kind of determine that.
Yeah, and do you know, like, what kind of materials you'll have there?
Yeah, okay, so right now I have a bunch of clothes, I have some shoes, I have some books, I have a drum set, not like a full drum set,
like a
tabletop drum set.
Cool.
I'm about it.
Yeah, my roommate gave it to me the other day. She was like, here you go.
Sweet.
So that'll be there, hopefully.
Cool, sweet. And so it's not just clothes, it's
no.
All sorts of just recycled people don't want anymore but are still in good use that someone else might want. Sweet. I like it. And so if people are interested in getting involved with just the operations behind the thrift store, how would they go about that?
Okay, so you can email me at cpod222@uky.edu and just say, like, hey, like, I want to get involved. How do I get involved? Mm-hmm. And I will tell you how to do that. We have a group set up that's working on it. I can just add you to that, and then you'll have all the information.
And again, if you have any other ideas on how to reduce waste, you do have access to all the member resources and can reach out to Plan.
Awesome. Sweet. And as just kind of a wrap-up, I just have a question that is just like, what are some habits that you'll do now that help reduce your waste?
Oh, me? I mean, like, the basics, like reusable water bottles, that's like baby steps. I try to not use like disposable straws anymore. I try to like avoid generally places that have like disposable things. Like, I don't like go to cookout anymore. Not to call them out, but that's
a lot of
restaurant
packaging.
I try to avoid. That's all I've got right now. Oh, secondhand shopping for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Secondhand shopping is a big one for me. I've been doing, trying to buy all of my goods secondhand for a while. So that's just like, today I realized I needed a new umbrella, so I'm going to Goodwill and not to like some regular store to get it. Just easy stuff like that. Also, though, there are, not to plug Plan again, but Plan has worked out a bunch of discounts with some really great companies that sell products that help you go zero waste. So I have like a really cool like foldable spork thing that I got from one of their partners, reusable produce bags so that you don't have to take the plastic bags that way. And just some other products like that. When I go shopping, I try to go to the bulk sections and bring my own containers, whether that's bags or jars. And then also I try to buy package-free toiletries, which a lot of people don't really think of that being a big source of waste, but it is. So you can get like shampoo bars. Basically anything that you can buy it in a bar form and not in a plastic bottle. Also, yeah, I have a reusable straw, like Cassie was saying. Straws are a huge problem. I think we use 50 million straws a day in the U.S.
That's absurd.
I know.
That's too
it's
many
crazy.
Straws.
It's crazy. And that's just the U.S. So I have like a stainless steel straw. You don't even need that, really. You can
you
just
really
sip your drink. Like,
straw,
I don't know.
Stainless steel straw.
But yeah.
There's stainless and glass straws, but
perfect.
You can also just drink it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like,
so
that one's
options.
Just completely unnecessary. Like, single-use products are just completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
It goes back to what I was saying about just, like, being an owner of items and not a consumer of, like, disposable items.
I like it. Cool. Well, thanks for coming on today, guys. It was really good.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I miss Green Talks.
Thank you,
go Green Talks. Go Lauren. So for just a few closing announcements, we are now accepting applications for student organizations to have a seat on the council. So if you're a registered student org that has a sustainability component, we encourage you all to apply. And those applications are due on March 1st, and they can be found on our website, which is uky.edu/sustainability. And you can also stay up to date with the SSC by following us on Instagram or liking us on Facebook. And once again, this has been your host, Sophie. And as always, thank you for tuning in to Green Talks here on WRFL. Keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule. And see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.